You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Good afternoon, good morning, or wherever you are, whatever, what time it is, make sure it's good. See the good in the world, be the good in the world. My name is Paul. Welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You.
And my name is Rob. Yes, welcome. We're glad that you are with us. Glad that you're choosing to take a few minutes of your time, because we know you have a lot of options. We know you have a lot to do. And so we hope we can bring you some value today. So thank you for taking that risk with us. We do appreciate it. And this is episode 845. Another good question, I think. Typically they are. That's why they're on the air, because they're good questions. You guys send in good questions. So thank you.
Love those questions.
AskDroneU.com if you have your own version of a good question. For sure, for sure. That's beautiful.
It is. I love the quote too. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs are people who have come alive.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
Indeed. All right. So before we jump into the question, do want to tell you about SchedueDrone. If you haven't checked them out, go to SchedueDrone.com. Great guys over there. They've developed this app out of their own need to improve their business operations. One of the things that I think makes a business more apt to be successful, more apt to bring you value, is that they're solving their own problems, and so they're vested in it very intensely, very emotionally. And so they've come up with this app that is going to help you through a six-step process for nearly automating the entire business, your entire business, starting with theirs, of course. And currently they're focused on the first part of that, which is assisting your clients with their service requests through location-based information collection. They're going to be looking at all kinds of different things as they move down the road on their business and developing this app. Advanced automations like generating automated proposals, estimates, contracts, other legal documents, and eventually invoicing and billing. So if you get in early, you'll have their own ecosystem working for your business. SchedueDrone.com, you can do a 15-day trial. And if you decide to join, use the coupon code DRONEU, all lowercase, and you're going to get 25% off the subscription price for the entirety of the time that you have a subscription.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Tom from Massachusetts. I'm calling in because I just bought my Phantom 4 Pro V2. I'm really excited about it, but funds are very low for me. I'm financing the darn thing for almost as much as I'm paying full coverage for my car insurance. So I am completely determined to become a DroneU member. But before I do that, I was wondering if you had any tips, suggestions, anything that you could say, hey, Tom, listen, buddy, why don't you practice this, learn this, get to know this, and get your feet wet. And then when you scrape your pennies together, become a DroneU member, take it to the next level. Any suggestions would be greatly appreciated. Love the show. Keep doing what you're doing. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Tom. Really appreciate it. Love the drive that you've got going out and making it happen no matter what it takes, clearly. And thank you for taking a risk and hopping on that microphone and sending us a question.
Yeah, he sounds nervous.
Yeah.
And I have to say, the first thing I'm going to tell you is don't fly that drone in any way that you think it could crash unless you're ready to lose the money, because you really need to take baby steps, because one of the biggest mental hurdles is being okay with losing the drone. Because if you're constantly thinking, what if, what if, what if, what if, what if, you're focused more on what if than actually flying, and that what if is going to happen.
Yeah, so, I think about it in golf, right? They say visualize a good shot. And 98% of what we're visualizing, if you're like me, it's like ball over there, and where does the ball go? Over there and over there.
I put my beer goggles on, so I have tunnel
vision.
That
is helpful. That is helpful. Versus visualizing the shot going down the middle of the fairway. So same kind of thing. It's all about the mental capacity to control those thoughts.
Yeah, no, it's really important. Now, I would say get a Sima, get a little $50 drone, and practice it around inside your house. By the way, Our landlady for the storage unit bought a Sima and has been flying it outside.
Yep.
It's so cool.
It's cool.
So cool.
She's been emailing me asking about that stuff.
She follows all the instructions. I'm like, this girl's got it.
She's
like,
great.
That's so cool.
She emailed me asking about what the step up should be. Should I get an Air? Should I get a Mavic Pro? What should I do? She's going all in.
Oh, awesome.
I know. I love it. I love it.
And I love it too. All right. So, what should you do before drone you and what should you do after drone you? Sorry, I want to take this as an opportunity to help people navigate drone you once they actually become a member, so forgive me. Right now, get a Sima, practice in your house. You just need to do little squares. Then you need to do some banking turns. So banking turns are when you initiate yaw, roll at the same time. You're probably gonna have to introduce some elevation because it's natural to lose elevation as you turn because there's less lifting surface. It's really important, dude, to get out and don't fly near things. You know, Kerry Garrison said that a long time ago. He owns the DJI store in Colorado. And he told me that, and he's like, just don't fly near stuff. It's really that simple. You can't hit anything if you're flying over it.
Yeah.
So the next thing that I would tell you is thumbs up, buttercup. You need to learn the thumbs up move. The thumbs up move is when literally your left thumb goes straight up. Because when you have that pucker factor and your butthole's like, you need to go thumbs up because you can't hit anything if you're flying over it. So again, if you feel like you're in trouble, you feel like you're going to hit something, don't freak out. Thumbs up, buttercup. Okay, practice that. Literally, if you're watching this on YouTube, probably making fun of me how I'm moving my thumb right now. But you got to do it. You got to do it. Even our producer just laughed. But that's really important. The next thing that you should be doing, once you're comfortable with the Sima, go outside with that drone. And I mean, like, part of me, Rob, just wants to give this guy a free membership. Now, you know, guys, don't call in with, you know, questions and be like, I'm struggling, I need help.
Can I please get a free membership?
Yes, please don't do that. But for this guy, you can hear the nervousness in his voice.
Yeah, I really want to help him.
And financing a drone like that, it scares me. Dude, if I were you, I would be calling realtors, luxury ranch owners, or realtors for ranches. I would be doing drone-based missions every single day. I would be signing up for Uplift to do construction missions.
This is eventually, right? Because he's got to ramp up the learning curve. He can't be doing those jobs before he's learned to fly his Sima.
But he needs to be building relationships.
That's true. That's true.
Everyone just is all focused on flying. Build relationships. Trust goes a long way.
Yeah.
And I know he's got to be able to do the jobs, but this is important. Okay, so I'll step it back.
Let me just say this real quick. And when you're practicing, even with that Sima, I think one of the most important things he needs to do is work on orientation.
That is true. Most people crash on three things. One is flying near stuff. Two is reverse orientation. Three is landing.
Yeah, so just work on turning that bird 180 degrees and getting a feel for what that does to your controls because it reverses everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to get used to that as soon as possible.
Other than elevation, thumbs up, buttercup.
That's true. Not everything. See, that's why I say never generalize. It's a perfect example.
Did I just turn your own thing on you?
No, we proved it again.
I love this show. All right. So thumbs up, buttercup. So we talked about Sima. We talked about reverse orientation. I mean, I think this guy really needs to just go to Drone U because after this, I don't want to give up. We have some proprietary exercises that we do at Drone U, and they've really proven to help people out significantly, like the hover test. The hover test is a really good one. The banking turns test, the obstacle course. There's so much. And for him, dude, like, Rob, I think we should probably give him a membership for a month or two and just let him get acquainted. But you got to take a don't crash course because the things that we just talked about, thumbs up, buttercup, reverse orientation, understanding weather, flyaways, you know, you have to do certain things to your drone before you go fly, like a compass calibration. You have to know where you can do a compass calibration so you don't do it wrong. You've got to do something like an IMU calibration. These don't crash courses that we have are for multiple vehicles. So if you have like a Phantom or a Mavic or Inspire or whatever, you can take your don't crash course for your vehicle. We're actually working on new don't crash courses like right now. So we're really excited about that, including the M600 don't crash course, which is going to have a whole bit on how you put it together.
It is? Oh, we got the pro.
We did get the pro, but there's still some building.
Oh, no. Do you hear late night?
Dude, I've been working late night for last week.
What's another couple?
What's another couple? That's why I'm taking vacation next week.
You should.
Anyway, so the don't crash course is the first place to start. Then you want to go to the drills and exercise course. From there, practice the drills and exercises a lot. Then move into flying over water so that you understand how your proximity sensors, your obstacle avoidance sensors, and your VPS sensors negatively affect your flight over water. Okay. In addition, once you go from over water, there's a bunch of different places that you could go from flight over water. Advanced aerial videography is the next place that I would go. That showcases all the advanced moves that you'll need to do, and it'll showcase you the tips and tricks on how to place your finger even on the roller ball on the remote so that you can get smooth, consistent motion throughout the entire motion, because there is a little trick to that. So all these nuances and so much more. I mean, we've been filming classes now for almost 4 years, and there's a lot of information. There's 33 classes from advanced aerial videography. I would probably go to subject tracking from there. And then subject tracking, then I would go into the technical aspect of things and probably go into mapping. I mean, if he wants to learn editing, he can go that route. But I mean, there's so many classes. But for me, and for all of you Droney members out there, if you obviously have your Part 107, you're going to skip that. If you don't have your Part 107, Part 107 class, don't crash course. Drills and exercises. Advanced aerial videography. Okay. Flight over water. And then subject tracking. Okay.
Yeah, because even if, for example, you don't plan on going and flying over water anytime soon, you're going to pick up tips and tricks in there that are going to help your overall abilities.
Agreed.
That I think will be really, really helpful and make you a better pilot in the end.
Agreed. I mean, there's very specific things you should do. I think we gave you some really good tips, and Rob will be reaching out to you soon.
Yeah, I will. But again, for all of you that were that might be in the same boat as Tom, just get out there and fly. I mean, I think that's the big thing. One thing I would like you to talk about a little bit is, obviously, there's the camera side of things that somebody like Tom should be learning about as well.
Oh, yeah. Right? But Vic has a whole new class series on that. That's what's beautiful. In fact, he's going to be doing an entire class, so it's not a bunch of, you know, videos all put together. It's going to be one systematic class, start to finish, because he talks about, you know, the exposure triangle. And every time I listen to Vic, I learn something new. So, that would definitely be a good one, too, because you need to learn the aspects of cinematography, and you need to learn how the camera works. You need to learn about a lot of the common errors that people make flying and filming. Like, for example, that new Netflix show I was telling you about, Dark Tourist. It's a really good show. The aerials are awful. The motion is smooth, mm-hmm. but the shutter speed is so fast. It's so fast, it looks like the entire image is aliasing. And if you're not familiar with what that means, do you remember that one time that Vic wore that shirt and it looked on camera as if his whole shirt was moving?
Yes.
That's aliasing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So like every shot in Brazil, I was like, whoa.
Just a little distracting.
Yeah. And then Sarah loves it when I'm like, God, it's a horrible drone shot.
Yeah. Well, and another thing. So on one of the podcasts, we just put your book list in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, start reading books about business. There's so much great stuff out there.
And I also want to say, I am not a reader. I'm a listener. I can retain 10 times the amount of information listening to a story instead of reading a story. In fact, my buddy, Trent Sigurd, he was just saying the other day, he was like, man, I suck at taking or listening to stories, getting small details and being tested on it. And I did too growing up. And then I thought about it and I'm like, wait a minute, I sucked at that in third grade. Why am I reading pretty much a book a month right now? And it's because I'm listening to them.
Hmm.
Podcasts are the greatest way ever to get into books. The book list will definitely help you a lot. But listen to podcasts. Listen to Masters of Scale, Planet Money. Startup is a great one. If you're brand new to business, the Startup podcast, start from the very beginning. It should empower you. It empowered me significantly. And also, you know, you got to have that belief in yourself, that unending, unrealistic optimism of yourself.
Yeah. Interesting. Unrealistic optimism.
Well,
that's how
I see the world.
Yeah. No, it's great. You just don't hear that said very often because people are more like, be realistic.
Yeah, screw that. Life's too short.
Screw that, indeed.
Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Hope you enjoyed the show. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Droneo.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone Youth.